This is MagSync on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to MagSync on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. We're streaming worldwide on the Devil Radio app. Just ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play Devil Radio. MagSync Radio and the Devil's Lair is brought to you by Main Street Music and More, featuring live music and more in downtown Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Go see some live music. See the full live music venue schedule at mainstreetmusicmore.com. Also by Downward Distillers in Cottage Grove, featuring handmade spirits, live music, and a giant cocktail garden. Find them online at downwardsdistillers.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, west in Odana Road, east of Monona, and downtown on Willie Street. Shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy, our next residents in the Devil's Lair blend the Hawaiian craze of the early 1920s and swinging French jazz from the 1940s. They're playing ukulele, lap steel guitar, upright bass, and more. Think hot Hawaiian guitar meets jazz guitar legend Django Reinhardt.
Hot.
Jimmy, it's Christo's novelty combo. Christo, Gion, and Forrest, welcome to the Devil's Lair on MagSync Radio.
Thanks so much for having us.
Christo, you love Django Reinhardt, and I don't think there is any disputing that. So before we find out about you and your band, I think we need to give a little to Django. Briefly tell us about Django Reinhardt and why your music is so influenced by him.
Absolutely. So Django Reinhardt was kind of one of the first virtuoso jazz guitar players. His career started in 1934, which actually precedes the invention of the electric guitar. He was a Roma gypsy, and he was born in Belgium, lived outside of Paris, and that's where he started his band, the Hot Club of France, with the great violin player Stefan Grappelli. As I said, like, Django was one of the first kind of virtuoso jazz guitar players, kind of in the age of big bands where the guitar was primarily a rhythm instrument. Obviously, there are other great early jazz guitar players, but Django was really kind of a cut above and one of the first to kind of approach the guitar like the saxophone players and trumpet players did and kind of treat it as a solo instrument. So definitely an important figure in the history of jazz music and in the history of guitar, frankly.
Now we know who Django is. Who is Christo Rupenthal?
I'm a Madison musician. I've been performing live in Madison for, I guess, almost 20 years now. I lead the band Caravan Gypsy Swing Ensemble, and I lead the band The Northwesterns. I've also been in Melodois, and I've been in Safety Last, and I've been a professional musician since 2010. Playing in and around Madison, but also around Wisconsin and the neighboring states. I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I play jazz guitar as well as steel guitar, which you'll hear tonight, and as well as some jazz and ukulele and various other things, plectrum, banjo, what have you, string instruments. So,
as a full-time musician, especially in these times, it has to be tough. But are you making it? I mean, are you doing what you love and able to pay your bills at the same time and not have to have a real job, quote unquote?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's certainly been a stretch over the pandemic.
Sure.
Thankfully, you know, Dane Arts came through with some grant money so there's been some COVID relief in various different ways, but certainly been hard. But on the music side of things, to keep my head straight, you know, I did have 7 months of no gigs, when I'm used to playing 150 to 190 a year or something like that.
Right. Did you take advantage of the online streaming shows?
A little bit. I got booked on some festival type things, online streaming festival things. I didn't do a whole lot of streaming concert tips like what other players did, but. One thing I did do, though, was I put a studio in my house, and I went to work, and I made two full-length records in almost a year exactly to the day. So
I do that same thing. Work goes down, I buy stereo equipment.
Yeah.
My wife loves it.
Yeah, but that was really like a godsend to me, like to be able to make these multi-track solo records. My first two records under my own name, and that's kind of the... the core, the starting point for this band that's here tonight to play for you guys.
Wow. Well, let's get into some live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Christo's combo. And so this is some Hawaiian music, Jimmy. Are you ready to swing?
Yeah.
The first song you have for us tonight is called Don't Sing Aloha When I Go. And someone singing Aloha When I Go would freeze me up, too.
Yeah, it's a great tune. So I'm a very avid 78 RPM record collector and kind of a Hawaiian music historian. And so this record is actually sourced, well, our version is sort of sourced from a 78 RPM record, an old shellac disc on the Victor label, by the Four Aristocrats, which was kind of like a novelty vocal group and a popular one back then. So we kind of did our own thing with it.
Well, let's hear it right now is Christo's novelty combo live in the Devil's Lair on Devil Radio. That's awesome.
Wow.
Christo's novelty combo live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask the band a question.
Christo, you know, there's a new album you just put out called Cafe Allonge.
That's
Is
right.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's right, yep.
All right. And it's original music and reinterpretations of your various bands and written during the lockdowns. Tell us about your latest album, Cafe Allonge.
Sure. So this has kind of been a long time project. As I mentioned before, I put a studio in my house during the quarantine. And about a year ago, I started. It was in mid-August on a project that I wanted to just, you know, take the time and think about my original music and like just make a project that was my own. And so I you know, started in with multi-track stuff. So I built out all the rhythm tracks and Played all the different instruments. Every note on the record you hear is me. As you said, some of the songs are sourced from my band, other band's repertoire, and some of the stuff I wrote during the pandemic. And it's all instrumental music. It's I'd say it's heavy on the Django style, but I do play. You know, a lot of songs have steel guitar solos and ukulele solos. I even play a little plectrum banjo and what have you. So it was really fun, and it was nice to, you know, dig deep and like it helped me both as a writer and also as an instrumentalist, just to be able to practice and work so hard on getting all these tunes nailed down and just the technique and everything. So. That was how I spent the quiet months during the pandemic. So,
the local CD release party for Café Allongée is coming up on Friday, September 10th at the Zuzu Café outside on the patio. How excited are you to finally release this music and play live out on the patio?
I'm very excited about it. You know, I've been looking forward to this for a long time and trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do as far as a release goes. And we did one other gig at the Zuzu Cafe, which is just down there, kind of kitty corner to the entrance to our zoo here in Madison, and nice cafe. So we did one gig there, and it was really great. It was really fun, and it was nice and full, and I just felt like it was a nice opportunity to be able to just celebrate the fact that this thing was finally finished and out there. And, you know, my novelty combo, this is a big part of our repertoire, is playing the music off that record. And so I'm really excited about it.
Let's hear the title track from your new album, Café Allongée. Do they have breakfast sandwiches and good coffee there? You know, I heard that they have $4 euros on Thursdays.
Yeah. So our gig is at 8:00 at night, actually. I don't know if you can still get a breakfast sandwich, but you can definitely get some spanakopita and Euro sandwiches, and the food, I think the food's great there. I've been going to the jams there on Thursdays too. You could also order yourself a Café Allongée if you want to stay up until 2 a.m.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, let's hear some more music here. Christo's Novelty Combo, live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio. Thank you. Devil Radio 92.7 live in the Devil's Lair, Christo's Novelty Combo. Man, I love the swing music.
Are you swinging, Jimmy?
I'm swinging over here. Oh, wait a minute. Can I say that on the radio?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Swing it to the left. Swing it to the right. Hey, we can't give the drummer some tonight, so let's give it to the upright bassist, Forrest Evans. Forrest, tell us about yourself and your giant bass. It's very large, Jimmy.
Wait, what happened here? Where do we go with this?
This is Forrest here. I'm a Colorado-born, Kansas-raised. I went to school in Kansas, grew up there. I went to Washburn University, which is in Topeka, Kansas, and I studied music education there. And I played all sorts of gigs around there, blues, rock, country, classical, whatever. And then a few years ago, my beautiful wife, Kara, who's a microbiologist, got a job here in Madison. And, she's lucky she's the beauty and the brains of the relationship. So I followed her up here and fortunate to get a job in the area teaching some beginning orchestra.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Where are you teaching? Can you tell us? Or
I have no idea. I teach in the Monona Grove School District.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So it's a great time. I teach, and when I can, I play awesome stuff like this.
Well, now, why don't you hand that microphone over to Gion? And let's not forget about Gion Compuesto on jazz guitar. Gion, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, unlike these other two gentlemen, I'm just a guy with a regular job. I'm not like a professional musician or someone who went to music school.
You're the cool guy in the band.
Yeah, I work at the university. This group kind of started hosting. I started hosting jams in my backyard, just dying, itching to play live music with other people. And I invited Forrest, Chris, and some other folks. It was like, this music needs to be played together and live, and we just got to jam and just feed off each other. And so, that's kind of how this group was born. As for myself, like most guitarists, I started off playing Metallica tunes and Van Halen and playing in a bunch of cover bands around the area. And then back in 2017, I decided I want to change things up after playing that style of music for like 15 years, and that's when I got introduced to Django Reinhardt and other great guitarists like Barilli Legren, Chavlo Schmidt, Rocky Grasset, Dennis Chang, Amani Schmidt. And ever since then, I've been hooked to this style of guitar playing and just this style of music. I pretty much just listen to it all the time and play it all the time.
This might be crazy. Most of my instant thoughts that pop in my brain are pretty crazy, and you shouldn't do them. But you ever thought about like merging your guitar, your love of metal with swing music?
Definitely. Like, there are a couple arrangements that I found online of a couple of Led Zeppelin tunes and a Steve Vai song played in this style, the swing style. And there's a Slayer song too. So, maybe the Christo's Novelty Combo is going to play some Slayer.
You guys are my favorite Devil Slayer ever.
It is a novelty combo. Wow. Well, hey, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Christo's Novelty Combo. The next song you have tonight is called Na Lei O Hawaii. Is this song about an unlucky tourist?
Did you say that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct. Locker. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's also known as Song of the Islands, if you want to keep it simple. But it's just it's an old Hawaiian melody that I mentioned 78 RPM records before, and this one is very much sourced from another one from the same era as that first tune we played from around 1927 on Victor Records. So it's kind of like we're recreating an old antique record that's almost 100 years old.
Wow!
So.
That's awesome. Let's hear it right now. Christo's Novelty Combo live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio. Thank you. Nice. Beautiful. I love it. Crystals Novelty Combo live in the Devil's Lair. This is so awesome. We need to take a break. It's blowing my brain.
I think, Jimmy, this is what I imagine the music that's playing in SpongeBob's Little House, man.
I think you're right.
I mean, I can see him chilling out to this. Couldn't you, man?
I'm chilling out right now.
It's chilling, man.
I hope the people are chilling, too. All right. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here. You're listening to Max Inc. here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.